listener production.
You know what I really hate? When you're scared of something and people say, oh, just do it, it'll be fine. I hate that. It's a completely normal feeling to feel scared of learning how to run or scared of doing something new. And, you know, the things that you can be scared of are what will people say? Will people judge me? What if I can't do it? What if people laugh at me? And so I wanted to ask, if you had a big medical appointment coming up that you were scared of, maybe you would use an approach or a blueprint of how you could dial down that fear just a bit. Maybe you'll map out the way you're going to drive there, or maybe you might plan where you might get a coffee afterwards. And I think this kind of pragmatic, logical approach is exactly the type of approach we need to apply to learning how to run. And I've made a little checklist of things to consider in your plan. Number one, have you accepted that you are in fact scared? It's okay to be scared. Don't listen to people when they say, oh, you'll be fine. When you're scared, that means you're out of your comfort zone. That's a good thing. Don't deny how you feel. Don't let that inner critic tell you you shouldn't be scared. Don't try and tell yourself to toughen up. If you're scared, you're scared. That's okay. Number two, what's your game plan? Have a think about how you'll tackle this. What program are you following? Where will you run? How will you get there? How will you measure the time or distance you're running for? Where will you park your car? Will you get a coffee afterwards? Think about all the logistics that go into this and try and make a plan for that. Number three, will you tell someone? You know, will you tell a friend and ask them to come with you? Will you tell your family? Decide who you're going to tell, and remember that there's actually no pressure to tell anyone if you don't want to. You really only need people in your corner. Decide who you're going to tell. And here's the kicker. It's okay to just tell the people that you think are going to be supportive. You really need people in your corner. So don't worry about getting out a megaphone and telling every single person in the world. Just tell the people that you want to tell. And you know what? You don't even have to tell anyone if you don't feel like it. Number four, what will you say to your inner critic? You know the inner critic. We've talked about them so many times on this podcast. And if you're new to running, or if it's been years since you ran, or if you've experienced a lot of doubt about your fitness, I've got to be honest with you. Your inner critic is going to be loud. Maybe your inner critic will say to you that it's stupid to even start. Maybe your inner critic will say, you're too old. You're not the right size for running. You've left it too late. Everyone thinks you're embarrassing. Does any of that sound familiar? So if you want to start running, don't wait for your inner critic. Plan for it. What mantra are you going to use when you start to hear those thoughts? What song will you play to get you through those moments of self-doubt? What will you do with your brain so you keep it busy and you hold that gremlin at bay? You know, one of the things I like to do is to remind myself of all of the things that make running really great for me, right? It's good for my well-being. It's great to get outside and get some fresh air. I'm a better boss when I run. It makes me a better family member and a better mom and a better partner when I make time for this. I'm so grateful that my body allows me to do this. Number five, whose opinions will you listen to? I wish I could tell you that there is a way to become immune to other people's commentary on your body or on your running. It won't. But what it will teach you is how to privilege perspectives according to their value. Now, that's not easy, and it takes practice. A year after my second son, Rahedi, was born, I went for a little jog. I was shuffling my way slowly up the hill from my house, and I was puffing, and a tradie called out, and he said, come on, love, you can run faster than that. I turned around the corner, and then I slowed to a walk, and I started to cry. You're never going to be able to control what people say to you or about you, but maybe you'll get better at filtering out the opinions that don't matter. If you think about other people's commentary like a radio station. You can save the ones that matter to favourites and skip the others like static white noise. Let me leave you with this. Learning how to run, it's scary, and that's okay. Learning how to do anything new is scary. It's okay to say to yourself, I'm a little bit scared of this. Thanks for listening to Taria Pitt's Pep Talk. Follow to get new pep talks every day. Listener.